What's up, guys? Andrew from the Gotham Gazette here, bringing you an old episode of the Gotham Gazette, the podcast that talks TVs. Yeah, we talk about the design and in-depth look at the TVs and how they're trying to curve now, and the beautiful 4K designs they have.
Breaking news, we've got the recent TV guys. We're giving you a listing of all the programs on tonight.
Oh, boy. Oh, so it's today, Philadelphia season 10, or 11 is on tonight.
Whoa, that's 11 seasons.
Cannot wait. I'm really excited to sound on 10.
Gravity Falls comes back on February.
We're saving that for later. Shut up.
Oh.
Okay. So, have you, once again, guys, it's me, Andrew. And I'm joined once again by my co-host, who half
hey,
the time.
I'm not a co-host.
Yeah, you are.
I'm once again joined by my...
You really think this podcast is about you?
It's about
we're
quality.
All co-hosts. I started. It's on the main host show. I talked to most
Shut
about
up,
the most
Bill.
Socially awkward.
Shut up, Bill.
Well, that's like a dark turn. Okay.
Shut up, Ted.
Almost every episode we've dropped a Bill and Ted reference by now.
Like, that's just a regular thing now.
Yeah.
It was funny at first, now it's just become a daily routine.
It's that and the Dark Bells of Hell and Cthulhu.
Right.
And me sitting in the corner. Speaking of which, I'm gonna go there now.
Okay. You guys been good today?
Sure. I saw some trailers.
You did see some trailers? What type of trailers were there?
I saw Ultraman. I saw Godzilla Resurgence. Those are probably bumped up to some of my most anticipated movies of the year.
Get back over here. Stop sitting in the corner.
Even though I just recently learned that the Godzilla Resurgence trailer I watched was fake. But, I mean, the Godzilla design looks super scary. As I mentioned in a previous recording that we took, both of his eyes are, like, super small. He has, like, needle-thin teeth that cover his entire mouth. And it looks to be the same, like, classic design in, like, the shape and size. And hopefully, since this is being directed by Toho, the original company, that means hopefully there will be other monsters in it, since they still own all the licensed characters. Like Gigan and King Ghidorah.
Explain this to me. Does Toho... How does Legendary or Paramount... I think Legendary has the rights to Godzilla, correct?
Legendary...
Or Fox. Is there Fox Legendary? Or Warbuzz. No, it's Warbuzz, right?
I don't know, but who made the Godzilla movie? Who made 2014? Was that Legendary?
Legendary, I'm pretty sure.
Because Toho didn't give Legendary the rights to any of the licensed monsters. That's why they had to create the Mutos.
How can two studios have their same rights at once?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but 2014 Godzilla is going on hiatus for a little bit. A
couple years, yeah.
So, I think they can still keep the rights, seeing as how it's meant to believe that these two Godzillas are not connected in any way. Like, this is classic Godzilla who wears a suit and fights lovable monsters.
Wears a suit? Oh.
I think it was like a business suit. No, Godzilla beats up his enemies in a business suit. And then there's, like, 2014 CGI Godzilla that destroys an American city while fighting scary things.
That give birth.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kick-Ass and Quicksilver is in it.
Yes, then Godzilla just shoots.
He's married to his sister in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Godzilla just shoots lasers down their necks.
Did you want to say something, John?
Actually, yes. I watched a speculation video from Black Nerd Comedy.
On what topic?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. He just made it, like, today.
Yeah, I saw it. Well, I didn't see much of the video. I saw the notification that popped up, though.
Yeah. So basically it's about, Krang,
yep.
Possibly being in, the
Ninja Turtles 2?
Yeah.
Michael,
I'm pretty sure Michael Bay dropped that already. I'm pretty sure it's confirmed.
Yeah. They released a line of, they released a first look at the Ninja Turtles 2 toys, and one of the figures was Krang.
I know, that could just be, like,
and also,
how Luke Skywalker and Vader were in the Force Awakens figure line. Whoop.
Also,
What fell in my chair?
Darth Vader was in that line?
Yeah, he was in the 3¾-inch line.
Also, he did say that there was, CG, like, someone sent in, like, CGI, like, a sort of, like, I guess concept art. And then he also said that they added too much tentacles at first, and then they were gonna, like, remove all the tentacles in whole. But then Michael Bay said no, and he wanted to just keep a few tentacles. So he's, sticking to, like, the original
Krang look. And you're not even Turtles fan, so I'm surprised you memorize all that stuff.
I mean, is it gonna be like, what's the design of the Krang? Is it gonna be like the original one where they're in the bodies of these huge robots, or is it gonna be
that's how it looked in the figure line.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like the Nickelodeon design where they were just like robots. They looked cooler as the original design.
No, they looked cool. It's like the weird businessmen that had Krangs in their chest.
Well, but the full robot things, like the actual like endoskeletons.
Oh yeah.
They looked better. They looked better in their original designs, like the giant robots.
I like the newer design better personally
because they were more intimidating. Because they were taller than the turtles.
I know, but these weird robot alien things could be more intimidating than a weird pudgy wrestler guy.
But that would be an interesting thing, though, to include in the new movie. Like, if it's the huge one, they could do like a funny little reference or something where someone's reading a newspaper. It says like mysterious new wrestler charged with steroid use. And then there's like a bunch of articles like concerning whether or not this like huge wrestler has been using steroids to enhance his performance or not, or something like that.
I think nobody would really get that. Just saying. It's like a... I mean, say what a wrestler, I say he looks like a wrestler, so... We're like, what, Hulk Hogan or something?
Like they wouldn't let him back in after what he did.
Yeah. I mean, Dwayne Johnson's coming... I mean, I don't watch wrestling, but... All I know is Dwayne Johnson's coming back. I saw on Instagram and think about it. But, try to get into the main topics of the show, I know. Yeah, we got 6.5 minutes of nonsense. Okay. First topic of the day. Indiana Jones... 5.
Woohoo!
This is Harrison Ford's last chance to do this, and I am 100% a supporter of this.
I hope Indy doesn't die.
Spoiler talk here. Han Solo.
You already spoiled it last time. You blurted out just Han Solo.
2 times ago.
Yes, or 2 times ago. We were given a review of the Force Awakens. You just go, Han Solo dies.
Oh yeah, and then you screamed into the microphone, and we had to apologize
and then you just paused suddenly.
Like, whoops, sorry, didn't mean to do that.
And then we had to apologize for the ones who were using headphones.
Yeah, and we were like 40 minutes in. I was not restarting that.
Yeah. So, I hope Indy doesn't die. I also hope that this one's going to be better than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah. That's a guilty pleasure of mine, to be honest. I love the Indiana Jones movies. Mm-hmm. And this is Harrison Ford's last chance. If Steven Spielberg's coming back, give me the doubt.
Did you hear the rumors? A while ago, there were a lot of rumors that they were going to keep Indy young, and that Chris Pratt was going to be playing Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and then Harrison Ford was going to be an older version of Indiana Jones, telling like a story or something like that. I wouldn't be opposed to that. That sounds pretty interesting.
I would not be opposed to that. I like Chris Pratt.
I think he'd be a good character to do that, but like I said, I would still want Harrison Ford to be mainly Indiana Jones.
You know who I'd like to see again?
Who?
Indiana Jones. The guys that I actually enjoyed seeing from Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, the guys with the skull masks, I forget what they were.
Oh, yeah, the Indians?
Yeah.
Or Native Americans?
Yeah, the Natives. They had, like, the skull masks. They were super cool. I got action figures of them for my birthday.
I got figures of them. I got little Lego guys of them.
Yeah, I got, like, the 3 3/4 Indiana Jones figures.
3 3/4. Oh, sorry. I'm an idiot. Sorry. Wow, that was a really dumb comment I just made there. Wow. I'm going to shut up now. Okay, you ready to talk about this, John?
Well, since I have...
Indiana Jones 5, John.
Indiana Jones. Oh, no, nothing.
Why do you hate Indiana Jones?
I never saw it.
Did you see that picture?
You sicko. What? Watch Raiders of the Lost Ark right now. Go get in the corner. Pull up YouTube Raiders of the Lost Ark right now.
Can your PS4 play Blu-rays?
Yeah.
Can your PS4 compute that you've never seen Indiana Jones?
No, because it's stupid. Sony made.
Just like people who don't see Indiana Jones.
I just pulled off my Raiders of the Lost Ark.
People who don't see Indiana Jones make honor roll, Simon.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I made honor roll.
Are you sure about that? Yeah. You want to check again?
Yeah, they sent me a letter.
I just pulled Raiders of the Lost Ark off my shelf on Blu-ray. Here it is. Watch it when you get home.
Okay.
Bring it back to school or I'll stab you.
Okay.
Whoa!
I will legitimately stab you. I love that movie.
Actually, I'll probably watch it on,
Never mind, then.
No, my laptop.
Okay. Can laptop play Blu-rays?
I probably can.
What if it doesn't and this DVD is gonna, like, explode and destroy John's computer?
Buy me new Raiders of the Lost Ark, then. Or Last Crusade, that's my favorite. I'll take Last Crusade.
Raiders of the Lost Ark's my favorite. So it's not gonna be my DVD, but I'll be mad if you lose it or break it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll both stab him. I'm trusting you. I have 71 Blu-rays on my babies. I'm trusting with
so
that.
Basically,
okay?
It's I have like a if lot. I gave you my Mewtwo amiibo.
Yeah, exactly.
If you do that, you just steal your Mewtwo amiibo and just like put it in the paper shredder. Somehow, gonna shred.
It's gonna break through. Get lost, and then your
he's,
Mewtwo
no, he's
is gonna hammer
gonna do,
to it.
He's gonna do what he promised to do and run over your amiibos with his bike. That one time we were looking for him, so we sent him the video of putting like the wheel on this amiibo pack.
We didn't do that, but we showed it. He was on the other side of the street though. Okay, that took a weird turn. Yeah. You don't understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, second question of the day. Avatar beat Force Awakens.
No, it didn't.
I mean, Force Awakens beat Avatar for highest domestic box office.
That's good. I don't like Avatar. It's weird.
I mean,
six Smurfs.
They reproduce with ponytails. Why? Who thought of that? Was that, like, something that they thought of, like, when they woke up from a fevered nightmare or something?
What is it with Avatar movies? Like, both Avatar and The Last Airbender, like, were, like, really bad.
A bunch of people would probably punch you for saying that Avatar was bad. A lot of people would agree with you for saying Last Airbender was bad.
A lot of people are mixed at Avatar. Like, a lot of people don't like it, a lot of people really like it.
But for every person that doesn't like Avatar, there's also the insane fanboy who still thinks that it should have still been past Force Awakens.
That's been a theory for 6 years, Simon.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of Force Awakens haters.
Yeah, there is. I think it's a fun movie.
Those people that are like, oh, it's too much like Episode 4, which it is. It is too much like Episode 4, but that doesn't make it bad.
No, I'll say it takes notes from all three of the films.
Literally put the secret plans into a droid.
Hey, do it all the time, I guess.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily make it bad.
I enjoy it.
Yeah,
man.
I enjoy it.
I
like it better than the prequels.
It takes ideas from all three films and combines it. What's wrong with that? I don't see. I mean, some things were too wild there as they put the plans and droid. I agree with that. But I was 100% fine with it. Still. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, congratulations to Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you beat Jurassic World. Okay. Second topic of the day.
Can we go from my list?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, I have two things based on Harry Potter.
Oh, goody.
So, I'm just gonna start with that. So, the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, there's controversy on Hermione Granger's character being black.
Wait a minute. Back it up. I do not follow Harry Potter at all. What is the Cursed Child?
It's a play.
And why? And Hermione is played by a black person.
Yeah.
And that's controversial.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm following.
It's basically Fantastic Four.
Invisible.
Yeah,
woman
people stop.
Black.
No, but
you meant Human Torch.
Okay.
You didn't mean exactly a woman, Simon.
I mean, I personally see no problem with that.
I don't see a problem with it either. Yeah, I don't really see what the deal. I mean, like she even says she.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, Emma Watson supports.
Yeah,
Emma Watson supports the actress. I heard that much.
Yeah, like she gave it the sticker of approval.
A big
I want my own stickers of approval. I just put them on random things around school. Like, this is approved.
Rolling tested, Watson approved.
And she even,
I just put it on good grades on my test. Like, this is approved.
You got 50. This is approved.
Never handed my homework. This is approved.
I would probably get Pikachu approved. Because then it would be Pika approved.
I thought Pikachu was like the bane of your entire life.
It is, but that's just a really good pun.
Pika approved.
Pika approved.
Pika approved.
We've been spending 3 minutes talking about approving things. Let's get back to the
controversy. 45 seconds, actually.
John, what's your opinion?
Well, I really don't care. Like, I have the same opinion as I do with, the Fantastic Four, even though that was, like, a bad movie. I still didn't see
it. It was a bad movie, but good for them for diversifying.
Yeah. Anyway, also, speaking of Harry Potter, there's also, Eddie Redmayne, the person who's playing Newt's Commander in the new Harry Potter prequel.
I'm going to be honest.
He always wanted to be a Harry Potter character, but there was a burning desire in his heart.
Is there a pun here with burning?
You want to be
the
Ginny.
Color red?
He wanted to play Ginny.
He wanted to be a Weasley.
He wanted to play Fred.
He's not ginger.
He's going to replace Fred. Yeah. As the other twin that they all forgot about.
No, there's triplets actually, and he was just like
the other twin that they don't love as much.
And he was in the cornfield, mm-hmm. and they kind of forgot about him.
They put him under their own stairs. Until finally he figured out how to unlock the door.
I'm here.
Hey guys, I'm back. Oh, it's you.
What happened to you? I was locked in the stairs. What are you?
Hey guys, what happened? Guys, what happened to Fred? He's at the store. Okay. Cool. Tell me when he gets back, all right?
7 years later. Is Fred back yet?
Is Fred back yet? Well, how much food is Fred buying? He's been at the store for a while.
Oh, enough to feed all the people in the world. How do you get that money? I don't know. He stole it.
We stole the money from an ATM. What's an ATM? It's a money.
It's a money.
God. We get off track so badly.
Okay, well, what's there? Okay, I don't really see that as a news topic, but,
it was pretty hilarious.
Good for Eddie Redmayne wanting to be a ginger, I guess.
I mean, on the topic of Fantastic Beasts, I'm personally not excited for it.
Ron Perlman's playing a goblin, that's all I need. All I need. Hellboy and Clay Morrow.
The guy Slade. He's the guy from Sons of Anarchy, right?
Clay, yep. Clay Morrow. I'm cool.
Isn't he rumored to play Swamp Thing and Justice League Dark?
Yes.
That'd be pretty interesting.
I would like that a lot.
Didn't he like narrate the Fallout games or something like that?
And he voiced Clayface, the Batman animated series, Killer Croc and The Batman, and Deathstroke and Teen Titans.
Yo, The Batman was a great show.
Yeah, I like that show a lot. It's a good show.
Except for Bane. He looked like an alien on steroids.
Yeah, that's weird. He was like red, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was red. And like his entire... Like, when he wasn't on Venom, his entire body was covered in, like, bandages.
That's really strange, actually.
But it's still better than Batman Beyond, where he only had a cameo as an old man with a drug addiction.
I really looked emo, but I was cool with that design, though. Hmm? Riddler was emo, I was still cool with design, though.
Oh, yeah. And Joker was...
I love Kevin Michael Richardson, the Joker, in that.
Joker was insane. Penguin was weird. Mr. Freeze, I love the Mr. Freeze design. Yeah. That was probably my favorite character. Clearly. Also, Firefly, that was cool.
Didn't he? Oh, and Ragdoll.
Yeah, that was cool.
They were the best villain, but still the Two-Face.
Was Two-Face even in that show?
No. Harley Quinn was in the last, like, season, right?
I have the DVD with her in it.
Yeah, okay, what was the other topic?
On my list?
Read. Yeah.
Well, there's a new Sonic game that's, apparently in development.
Is it not Sonic Boom?
Well, there is a Sonic Boom game coming out for the 3DS. But there's going to be another
one. You come into my house. You insult
your house.
My children like this. And then you have the audacity to tell me that there's a Sonic Boom game coming out.
Well, to be fair, it's on the 3DS, and the other 3DS game got, like, okay reviews.
Okay.
I got bad reviews. What are you talking about?
No, Shattered Crystal got okay reviews.
Okay.
It was Rise of Lyric that got the really bad reviews because... Well, either way, Sonic.
So it reflects the Sonic Boom TV show. So it reflects the reviews of the Sonic Boom TV show.
Yeah. But then there's gonna be a second one, and because the one of the developers of Sega said that they apologized for all of the bad Sonic games.
Yeah, I mean, I'm almost certain that Knuckles has a mental disability in those games.
Yeah, kind of true.
And that they will play more like how Sonic was in his heyday, even though...
Hey, now. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Even though, like we don't know what that means. It might be 2D, it might be the, like, 3D, sort of like Sonic Adventure 2.
You know what game I love? I love Sonic Colors.
Yeah, Sonic Colors.
Why are we eating these gummy berries? You're kind of stale.
Here, I can test it just now. I eat stale food. Hey! Ravenous.
Yeah, worse after the Connors Dell.
Next day we all get food poisoning.
I've eaten a lot of stale things, and boy, that sure is one.
Mm-hmm. I keep eating them.
Some of the best Sonic games.
Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, Sonic and Knuckles.
I'm here for it.
Sonic and Knuckles, like all the original Sonic games for the Genesis.
Sega 2 confused me a little bit.
Except, like, the one that was 3D on the Genesis, that wasn't really good.
Which one was that? I don't remember.
I forget its name, but, like, it was really slow.
Aren't they making a new Sega system?
That was rumor.
I thought it was confirmed. I'm pretty sure it's confirmed.
No, because Sega also confirmed that they aren't making any new systems.
Okie dokie.
I mean, I have a Sega Genesis. I only used to play one. I only used to play two games, and that's Sonic the Hedgehog and the Avengers. The Avengers Sega Genesis game is one of the greatest things I've ever played.
Is that the one where you can be Hawkeye, Vision, Captain America, and Iron Man, and Black Panther?
You can't be Black Panther.
Oh, I can be Black Panther.
And then it's so many villains. Like, I know, it's Living pretty good. Laser, Grim Reaper, Juggernaut's there for some reason. Red Skull.
Wait, did you say the Grim Reaper?
Shut up.
You may be a king with a street sweeper, but sooner or later, you'll dance with the Reaper. Get down with the bad song. Oh, yeah. So, you guys, see the new Deadpool TV spot?
I didn't see the TV spot.
I did not see that.
It's a love story thing that was like...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I bet you thought that... hey, girl, I think you, like, your boyfriend thought you were in a superhero movie. Well, this is a superhero movie. It's a different one. But also, it's a romance or something like that. And then he does a little love story and some more of him killing people. And, it's pretty good.
So it sounds like a better love story than Twilight.
Wow, nice
Anything's
joke.
Anything's a better love story than Twilight.
Yeah, even Ash and Pikachu. Wait, what? That doesn't make sense.
Even Newsies fan fictions. Are those better love stories than Twilight?
Well.
Well, I mean, really anything.
Even well, Toy Story fan fictions, are those better than Twilight?
Stop, you're bum, scarring
bum,
me.
Bum, 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 but I'm staring right at you, lousy listener. Bum, 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 when I'm at bet, strong and crumble, proud yet humble,
I'm the king of New York.
This podcast is less and less facts and more of us messing around.
Wait, there's a thing you can do now. Do it right here. You can't see it, though. Okay, you glue your first name and then do glamour shots. There you go. Okay, nice!
What?
Oh, nice! Nice! What the heck?
Nice!
Well!
Nice.
I got this guy with an assault rifle.
No, it's like the Hunger Games poster.
Let's go on I have a high school graduate with two pistols in his hand. this photo of like a girl with big glasses. Okay.
Basically, stereotypical.
Oh my god! My favorite picture on the internet!
That's you, alright.
That is me.
Wait, look at me.
Why'd you just look this up?
I saw a thing for it.
Okay, should I just move on to my next topic?
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Wait, what was that? What was that last one? You can't deny what that was.
Okay, so... The... God, Jesus.
No, get off it!
Hey, yeah.
Then stop looking up this... Whatever you're doing.
Okay.
Andrew?
Yeah, what's up?
Take your eyes off of your phone.
No, I'm okay, whatever. Okay, continue what you're talking about.
Okay, Andrew.
Well, 23 minutes in.
Okay.
That's been great.
So Assassin's Creed, the new game, will be taking place in Egypt. And
do you play as a mummy? That'd be so cool.
DLC.
No, mummy.
Simon Glamour shot.
All right, I'm here for it.
It's an Asian man in the boat like Hollywood ice cream cone. That one.
That's me in the future. I can already tell. That's my cat. He survived after all these years.
Well, this is my favorite one. A man in a leotard holding a frisbee.
It's okay. My favorite one as well.
All right, now Andrew.
Okay, I'll look up John. You keep talking though.
No.
Yeah, I want to see John.
Keep talking. Just keep talking.
Okay. Keep talking about the mummy, DLC. I want to hear more.
Well, no, there's like it's not confirmed, but I was just like, that would be cool.
Darn you, John. I wanted to play as the mummy.
I would like to play as the mummy.
He's got like full hidden blades and stuff. He just runs around the town.
Thanks a lot, John. I made it really John Glamour DLC because you're talking about DLCs.
Oh. Okay,
just the first another for John.
Wait, what?
That makes me laugh.
So it appears to be a transgender whipping a Santa Claus.
Whoa, look at that one.
Well then, why is this what happened?
What? What do you go down? Go down.
Looks just like John Borchers.
I didn't see it.
This just looks like just like Johnny B. I didn't say anything besides that. Yep. Yep.
Pretty accurate, I gotta say.
Well, Channing Tatum shows up. The shotgun, so you know.
John, keep talking about the mummy.
Well, I didn't, like, there's, it's not
what's actual. What's the rest of the game?
Well, I mean, that's all.
Now you got me upset, I want to play as the mummy.
Well, that's all that's confirmed. It's gonna be out in 2017. They're not.
Two years, what losers.
Yeah.
Well.
Trying to, they think we can keep us entertained with one movie.
Unity was not good. Syndicate was okay.
Are you forgetting that the best game came right in front of Unity?
Black Flag? Yeah. I really like Black Flag.
Well.
People really love Syndicate.
Well, like, every
single. I like
single,
Syndicate, you can kill innocent.
Every single annual game came
actually,
out with,
like,
one big. Every single, like, game ever since they came out, ever since they started coming out annually, started coming out with, like, huge glitches.
Mm. Right there. A Wild West assassin. A cowboy assassin.
Yeah, a lot of people would like to see that.
I'd see Civil War assassin.
But they scrapped that because of the Confederate flag issue.
Because people are sensitive.
Oh, my God. People have feelings?
How could
you?
Wouldn't it be good if, like, you play as an assassin from the North, thereby opposing the Confederate flag, making it good?
Yeah.
I mean, I could understand scrapping if, like, you played
a racist Confederate, yeah.
A racist Confederate
assassin. It would fit perfectly with the timeline.
Also, you could do, like,
with the goals of the
assassin. Or you could be a slave revolting against the Confederate.
If you were from the North, you could do slave liberation missions.
Yeah,
that would actually assist.
Well, like, you go into plantations, you have to kill the slave owner.
What do you want?
I'll be back.
Would actually fit well with what the Assassins and Templars' goals are, because
the Templars could be Confederates.
Yeah, exactly. Because Templars, they want to achieve peace through order. They want, like, they would be all for slavery. And then the assassins want freedom through peace.
You say Templars are better than assassins.
Well,
you're wrong.
I mean, freedom can lead to chaos as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be cool. Like, you go, if there's a slave liberation mission, you go into the plantation, you have to kill the slave owner.
Yeah.
And then, like, they can join you.
Yeah, there were plantations in. In Black Flag too. Mm-hmm. I remember one time we had a friend over who took one of the plantations.
He took it captive. He took the whole thing captive. To this day, I'm not sure how he did that. So, anything else about the news?
Well, they did release a new trailer for the Assassin's Creed Chronicles India, which is a 2D game.
What of you, crazy cat? No, I'm going to talk about the 1980s film Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox.
Hey, Teen Wolf was okay. Don't trash Teen Wolf.
Okay.
I'm not!
Don't trash Teen Wolf just because it turned into an overcomplicated fan show.
Every time I come back after leaving, I always talk about. Have you ever talked about the 1980 Michael J. Fox film Teen Wolf? I love that film.
Do you like have like a sudden realization whenever you leave the room that, oh my god, we haven't talked about Teen Wolf today?
Catchphrases so far.
Dark bowels of hell. John going to sit in the corner.
No, John says, okay then, I'm just going to sit in the corner. Simon says, okay. Well, I forgot to say. Simon says,
Dark bowels of hell.
Yeah. And it's like, have you guys been using a joke about Cthulhu and Dark Worlds of Hell? Or mine is, have a good day, or don't. I don't really care. Or, have you guys talking about Teen Wolf?
Okay. So yeah, Assassin's
Wolf?
Creed Chron... Assassin's Creed
Chron... Teen Wolf Chronicles?
Teen Wolf. I confirm it. You play the basketball star turned werewolf.
Okay, hold on.
Who fights Templars while performing like 6 slam dunks.
Assassin's Creed comic
werewolf.
Assassin's Creed comic
werewolf. Werewolf. Werewolf.
Team Wolf. Team Wolf. If we release this, we have to call it the Team Wolf episode.
Yo, I don't love Back to the Future Part 3. I think it's a good movie.
That's where did we the West, get to right? That?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cowboys.
But I'm surprised I don't love it, though, because it's like some of my favorite genres. Western, sci-fi, action, comedy. Like, how do I not love that movie?
Anyway, Assassin's Creed
comic werewolf. Team Wolf's a movie! Team Wolf 2! He's 52 year old wolf.
he shouldn't be a basketball.
He's working at a normal job at an office.
He shouldn't be a basketball star anymore, but he still goes to the high school and like breaks into their basketball games.
But when the Christmas party hits and he hits the liquor, he's a wolf of the party. Stickly depressed 52 year old wolf. Well,
that follows right, a smash hit so, Team Wolf.
India Chronicles
Team Wolf
Assassin.
3 confirmed. Michael J. Fox is clinically depressed wolf.
I'm done.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So, Assassin's Creed Chronicles India got a new trailer, which is the new, like, it's basically a 2D...
Team Wolf game?
Team Wolf.
Why did I...
Tell not? That to Conja Club! Woo, brought back! Woo! Woo, high five! Conja Club, yeah!
Woo! I don't know what that means.
It's from...
Force Awakens.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. And it was Squadron so Death Gang Conja and Conja Club.
Those guys.
Okay, so they got a new trailer. I haven't seen it yet.
So I'm assuming...
Hey, why are you talking about that?
I mean, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say it takes place in India.
What? No.
It's just a wild guess.
It would be cool at World War II assassin game and you try to assassinate Hitler.
Oh, but people could get offended by Hitler, you know?
No, everyone would be 100% okay with that.
No, because there's a Nazi.
That happens in Sniper Elite. You kill Hitler.
There's the swastikas everywhere. People can get offended.
Doctor Who had an episode literally titled,
Let's Kill Hitler. That one's still funny.
Okay, so...
Even though they don't kill Hitler.
Yeah, I know.
They try to.
They hide him in the closet.
Here, let's rescue Hitler.
So, but, yeah. And then they also, I know there's also going to be, Assassin's Creed Chronicles, Russia, which is going to be based off of the Assassin's Creed,
Never mind.
Do you kill Stalin?
No, it takes place in, like, the 80s. It's based off of the
Dude,
comic
just
book.
Go.
That was the height of the Smurfs' power. I don't know why it's 59 mine.
Okay, so...
The Star Wars Empire Strikes Back came out in 80, and Return of the Jedi was 1983. I don't know why...
You talk about the Smurfs? You see, like, the Smurfs power?
Yeah. Or
also,
Alf.
Or
the Turtles.
Or Disco.
But, yeah, anyway.
Disco never dies.
Or Cocaine.
Or Disco.
Or Cocaine.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Michael Jackson.
Well, he does die. A couple years ago, actually. Probably from a mixture of cocaine and Disco.
But yeah, I also
Disco,
think that
Disco, not even once.
I also think a Assassin's Creed World War II setting would be cool because they did tease that in Unity with the One World War II mission.
Oh yeah, we had to climb
that
the Eiffel Tower.
It was really fun.
I liked it.
It was one of my you had to take control
of the machine guns.
Yeah, it was. That was awesome.
How awesome?
Extremely awesome.
Like, you could say it's excellent.
Excellent.
No, I put it along the lines of bodacious.
But that would be in the same way as a Civil War game. That would be cool. Like, you could liberate concentration camps by killing, like, the superior officers.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good. Pretty good. I like that very much. Okay. So, next topic of the day. Ant-Man, or Giant Man in Civil War. Give your thoughts.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Giant Man's a cool character.
Yeah,
I
remember him in Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
I think it would still be pretty interesting if Hank Pym used his own particles to become Giant Man. Because he saw how good Scott was, and he's like, you know what, let's relive my glory days.
I am, like, early 70s, late 60s. Why not break my leg or someone that I don't want to talk about. Okay, keep talking.
Like in Homeroom today, someone asked, who would, how could you be Ant-Man and Giant-Man at the same time? And then I just said, he will be both.
He could be whatever he wants to be.
Very true. Okay. So, next to news. Actor Andy Serkis has confirmed today that Supreme Leader Snoke is indeed not Darth Plagueis. How do you guys feel about this?
Careless.
Well, I saw something pretty interesting.
What?
A while ago, someone pointed out that Supreme Leader Snoke and Darth Vader have the same scar running along their forehead.
Don't say it's Darth Vader. That'd be stupid.
No, I'm not saying it, but it did make me think, like, hey, that's pretty interesting. Still better than the guy I met who says that Snoke is Boba Fett.
Really?
Yes, really.
Where'd you
guys,
meet him?
Guys, let's get real here.
Where do you think I met him?
He's obviously Jar Jar Binks.
Or Porkins.
Yeah.
He's back.
Porkins lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, you tend to lose a lot of weight when you're dead.
Not Porkins, he's Subway delivered to him in the grave. I mean,
where do you think I met this guy? The Instagram comment section.
I mean, I kind of wish he would have some lore behind him.
I mean, it wouldn't be very logical to make him Darth Plagueis, because that doesn't mean anything if you haven't read any of the books.
That's true.
And that's kind of like a cool hidden thing, where it's like, if in episode 8 they're like, oh, yeah, I'm Darth Plagueis. I mean, half the ones would be like, who's Darth Plagueis?
It's like, you remember me for episode 3? Episode 3, you know, I was there, I was in the books. They're not canon anymore, but now I'm canon. Episode 3. Hey, guys, remember me? So, Luke Skywalker. Me and Luke may never met before, but I've been watching him for the last couple years. Some of that. That voice breaks the fourth wall. Hello, guys. I'm Darth Plagueis, a.k.a. Supreme Leader Snoke. Welcome to Star Wars Episode 8, a cool movie with lightsabers, X-Wings, TIE Bombers, TIE Fighters, TIE Scepters, Y-Wings, B-Wings, and A-Wings. There's a lot of ships, I know. Well, this movie is a lot of bullshit. Hey, guys, you're all night. Yeah! He was like the most annoying version of Deadpool.
He's like running down a line of stormtroopers all high-fiving him.
microphone gives the force of the microphone to him. Hey, guys, welcome to Pimp My Star Destroyer.
He force drops the mic.
And could kill the stormtrooper because he's in the floor and slams his head down.
You know who we need to see more of in episode 8?
Who?
TR-8R. He's my favorite.
I can agree with that.
Is he traitor?
Yes, he's traitor.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Traitor. I can 100% be behind that.
Yeah.
No, he's dead.
He'll live on forever.
Remember, he's dead. He got shot by Han Solo.
His legacy will live on.
Legitimately, he's dead.
Dude, your favorite character killed my favorite character.
He's legitimately your favorite character.
Then my favorite character killed your favorite character.
Yeah, my favorite character killed your favorite character as well.
Wait, what?
Colorin buddies! Unless we're talking about that random X-Wing pilot who died. Oh. I was about to say Porkins Jr., but then he lived.
Yeah.
On the alien
one?
Don't
you mean the new Porkins?
Because Porkins is in The Force Awakens, I swear. John burst into laughter when he saw him.
I had to leave the theater.
Oh my god. Almost 40 minutes in, we've done nothing productive. Okay, next topic of the day.
It's gonna be Snoke is Boba Fett confirmed.
Okay. Why did I put it right there? Okay. Adult Swim has announced a Rick and Morty style Pokemon game where you fight other Mortys.
Yeah. That sounds really weird.
I am so ready for this. You have no idea. You won't watch Rick and Morty, but I'll let you
know. Yeah, no.
I mean, sure.
They did make a Gravity Falls, like, Rayman-style game. Didn't really. It was, like, okay.
Yeah, but you're Rick.
The 3DS one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're Rick. You walk around in like, the Rick, the Council Rick area, and fight. I have your Morty fight other Mortys. Probably with, like, rocks and
that
stuff
like
that.
Sounds like you get a lot of controversy, dude, since you're forcing a child to fight other children.
Yeah, and beat them with, like, rocks and stuff like that. Fist fight.
I mean, sure, Adult Swim, you could bring back Aquatine Hunger Force.
Instead of the Pokemon.
Because I love it so much.
Instead of the Pokemon battle theme, it's just playing X Go and Give It To You. Because I remember, I did see like a clip from one of them, from one of the show's episodes.
Okay. I'm crossing over. So, there's a new rumor out that the Star Wars Rogue One trailer will be attached to Captain America Civil War.
What do you think is the probability of this actually happening? Talking right now, he's chewing. There we go, he's ready.
Lately.
Still chewing.
Tensions rise.
Lately, we've been, there's been a lot of false...
Wait, guys, we'll be right back. Can you hear Simon's thoughts on this? After this little break, they'll feel like
tensions
3 seconds.
Rise.
Okie dokie, we are back, and here is Simon's thoughts on the probability of getting a Rogue One show attached to Captain America Civil War.
These tensions are still rising. But,
still chewing.
Boost intensifies.
Still chewing. Almost ready yet? He's almost ready. He's pulling his finger. Almost ready.
I need to stop eating these crackers.
Almost ready? You ready? Now you ready?
The probability of this is...
weird.
Could be mixed, because recently we've been getting ahead of ourselves with Civil War trailer will be attached to Spectre, so-and-so will be attached to X-Men Apocalypse, this will be this, and this will be that, and this will be that.
Do you mean Vice Batman versa?
Batman v Superman will appear in the Super Bowl, and it's mostly been fake.
I mean, I think this is the highest chance.
Whenever there's rumors of a trailer being attached to something, it usually doesn't happen.
Guys, obviously it's gonna,
it's gonna appear in the Pork and Solo movie.
No, it's going to appear... in Jimmy Kimmel, like everyone else.
I mean...
like all other major movies.
Rogue One's been shooting for, like, 8 months, though. So they could... I mean, they could have a full-blown trailer by now. 8 or 9 months. They've been shooting... not 8 or 9. They've been shooting for a good 5 or 6 months, probably. They have legitimately an option to get a full trailer ready. So, I mean, I want to give the... I mean, it's another Disney property. And they want to put Rogue One in front of a big franchise they have right now to give it more attention. I would say it's a 85% chance. What are you guys talking about?
I guess that could be. Oh, wait. If you guys don't mind, I have a topic that I could talk about.
What?
So, this makes me...
well, you can get your percentages.
Mad.
No, you can get your percentages. Like, what do you...
I don't know. Like, yeah, probably like 80-84%.
Really... really exact, not a lie.
So, this makes me angry. I am a calm guy. I don't get angry easily, but...
yeah, you do.
Sometimes I do when you... sometimes I do when you insult Friday the 13th. Love it so much. And when you say Predator 4 is going to be bad.
No, I forgot Shane Black was doing it. Yeah. No, I think it's be good now.
Thank you, Shane Black. But, so... you've probably heard of this. You probably haven't. Batman v Superman's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And what do the geniuses of Marvel say? They say...
put Daredevil?
They say, let's step on their big day and put Daredevil Season 2 right on the same day.
It's just business. And it's working, because so far Daredevil Season 2 has made it show us 5 seconds of footage, and I'm already more excited for Batman vs. Superman. Believe me, I like DC characters generally more than Marvel characters.
But you have to feel there's a sense of... almost.
It's a dick move!
Yes, there is, because it's like, alright, we've spent so long, and now we're gonna finally...
exactly, DC brought their slate, and then announced, look, Black Panther casting? What? Our whole lineup of films? Right after DC did it? Exactly. It's just business.
But this is the part for DC to open up their extended universe, you know, their Wonder Woman movie, their Justice League team-up movie... and now...
doing Justice League. It's not a Justice League team-up.
But all the Avengers...
super team-up!
But all the Avengers got their own solo movies before they teamed up. Except for Black Widow and Hawkeye.
I'm still waiting for that movie that takes place in...
Budapest.
Budapest.
That's what happened in Budapest.
I still want a Hawkeye solo movie. It's 2 hours of him, like, working on the farm.
It's just 2 hours of him, like, sitting in a perch, sniping people, going, pew, pew, pew.
No, it's him.
No, it's like a Hawkeye sitcom.
Yeah, it's him... Blaine's farm, driving because of school, signing little kids action figures.
But what if the Hawkeye thing, like, it just, like, turns really dark really quick. Like, it's like what everyone theorizes in Civil War, like, Crossbones kills his family. And soon it's like, Hawkeye, the movie becomes, like, a psychological horror movie with, like, the sitcom Laugh Track still running.
Looks like, I have to bury some bones. Shut up, voices in my head!
Like, I'm not listening to you. He's, like, sitting in Avengers Tower, like, screaming to himself.
Okay, are you done with that rant?
Yeah, I'm going to go see Batman v Superman before I see Daredevil Season 2.
Could I just say one cameo?
What?
Well, a kind of cameo that I saw in Creed.
What?
Oh my god, it's not real! Let it go, John.
Okay, so...
It's just a hallucination.
After the fight with Pretty Ricky Conlan, when Adonis is walking away, you see a fat man who is black. He has a mustache and an afro.
No, it's not that!
It's not Doc Lewis!
It's not! Shut up, go in your corner!
Get in there right now.
Get in your corner!
Punch Out movie confirmed.
Don't you dare say Little Max and Me in the Creed sequel.
Okay, there's some other minor news things. This is one little minor news thing. Guardians of the Galaxy will be the first film shot
with the new camera. I forget what it's called.
In a red 8K camera, I think it's called.
Yeah, I think
the red 8K camera, something like that.
Something like that.
But I am excited for that. I think that'll be a really cool experience. It will look amazing seeing the big theater screen. That's really all. Okay. How do you guys feel Christoph Waltz, you know, Django Unchained, Spectre,
yes,
Witch Bastards, is saying, he can come back now, we need him.
About what you've done.
Is saying that he will do more James Bond movies if Daniel Craig comes back. How do you guys feel about that?
I've only seen Skyfall with Daniel Craig. Well, no, I've seen Skyfall and Casino Royale, so half of the Daniel Craig movies, right?
Quantum Solace, so yeah, and Spectre, yeah.
How was Spectre?
Because
I know you saw it.
Yeah, I got like a solid 7. I think that Christoph Waltz was wasted as a villain. Thanks, I keep dropping over there. And he could be used so much better if they do a sequel with him.
Wasn't he the stereotypical bald guy who pets the cat?
He was Blofeld.
Who?
Blofeld, the James Bond villain.
Oh, him. Fancy guy.
You don't know you too, okay.
I don't know who he is.
Like, pretty much James Bond's main villain, I would say. So it's like, yeah, like Odd Job and like Joel.
Oh, Odd Job. I like him. I like Odd Job. I also like Jaws.
Okay,
Playing GoldenEye and the one person who chooses Odd Job.
The one that everyone hates.
But, John...
It's like the guy that puts down a hotel on Broadway. Mm-hmm. A boardwalk, or whatever.
What?
In Monopoly. It was a Monopoly reference.
I don't play Monopoly that much.
Why do you play Monopoly? You've never had a friendship destroyed that difficultly?
Have you?
Yes!
I've had a friendship destroyed with Mario Party.
I've had people scream at me from putting down multiple draw fours on Uno.
So, how would you feel about Christoph Waltz coming back for the Spectre sequel?
There's a sequel to Spectre? Is it like Spectre 2?
No, I mean like, just like a James Bond sequel, I meant.
I don't really...
Do you care?
No. It's gonna be called James Bond's Getting Too Old for This.
That's like a Lethal Weapon. Okay. Two more things to talk about today. Another one is... How would you guys feel about Tim Roth being the next Doctor, the 13th Doctor, to replace Peter Capaldi?
I'm not a big fan of Peter Capaldi.
Really?
I like him.
I like him.
Like, in season 9, he's like... In season 8, he wasn't...
He wasn't that great, but in season 9, he got to shine.
Yeah, he
did the best intro ever.
He
was on a tank, playing the electric guitar with sunglasses. How could you have a better entrance?
If there was an eagle flying in the background. And yeah, fireworks.
He's like waving a British flag while playing the electric guitar with one hand.
And the ghost of Abraham.
There were Daleks exploding.
And
the best part is,
he was in medieval times as well.
George Washington's giving him
Morgan
a thumbs
Freeman
up.
Morgan Freeman narrates it, and the ghost.
Yeah, and the ghost of George Washington's giving him a thumbs up.
Yeah.
He also said, one of the medieval knights said, "What is that?" And he's like, "A tank. I got it for my fish."
It sounds like it's on drugs.
No one laughs, and he's like, "Wow, none of you get that. Don't worry, you'll get it in a couple hundred years."
If you survive the plague, I mean, God, that's nasty.
Last question, do you guys like to go about Tim Roth as the next Doctor?
He's from Quentin Tarantino, right?
No, he's not. Quentin Tarantino did not give birth to him, but he's been a Tarantino films.
What, and your
is
proof
he
is?
British?
Yeah.
Proof?
I approve.
Okay, he's a great actor. He's Lie to Me,
approved.
Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Hateful Eight, Selma, The War Game, Rob Roy.
I approve it.
If I could see any non-American playing the Doctor, I would like to see Sam Jackson.
Oh, yes!
I would love to see that.
All I can say is yes!
Yeah, me too. I approve it.
Wait, I accidentally said non-American. I meant non-British. Whoops.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be cool with Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I had to see a non-American, a non-British actor, I'd say The Rock.
No. Or Michael Keaton.
No, his
or John Cena. That would be so funny. Like,
no.
It's time to defeat the Daleks. Red body slamming them.
No, it's like, his TARDIS gets stolen. Where's my TARDIS? I dare ya. Tell me where my TARDIS is. I dare ya. I double
and
dare ya.
No, my name is the Doctor when I lay my Sonic upon me. Okay, so today,
would he team up with the guy who played Vincent Vega in the...
John Travolta?
Yes, him.
Okay, we're gonna run through...
I was
through.
About to say Bruce Willis, I was like, that doesn't sound right.
We're gonna run through... some films 2016 we're excited for. You say
Ultraman.
You say yay or nay to him. Okay, Batman vs Superman.
Yay.
Yay.
X-Men Apocalypse.
May.
Yay. Captain America Civil War.
Yay.
Finding Dory.
Yay.
May.
Ish. Yeah, I personally say may. It's been too long.
Star Wars Rogue One. Yay. Suicide Squad. Yay. Deadpool.
Yay.
Ghostbusters. Yay. Star Trek Beyond.
May.
Yay.
Hail Caesar. Yay.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a Coen Brothers film.
It's a what?
Coen Brothers film. They made Fargo and the Big Lebowski.
Oh. Then May, I guess.
Independence Day Resurgence.
May. I need to see the first one.
May-yay.
May-yay.
The Jungle Book. Yay!
Yay!
The Divergent series, the final one.
Nay!
The Huntsman. The sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman.
Nay!
Angry Birds.
Nay!
May.
Kill Me Now.
May. Kung Fu Panda 3. Yay. Zoolander 2. May.
May.
The Finest Hours.
I don't know what that is.
Yay. It's a
Michael Bay movie.
No, it's not. That's 13 hours.
Oh.
Okay. The Brothers Grimsby. I like Sacha Baron Cohen, so yay.
Yay.
The Great Wall. Have not heard of it.
Me neither.
Passengers with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence.
Sure. Those are cool guys. Star Lord Mystique.
I'll Crouching play. Tiger, the sequel.
Yay.
Hidden Destiny. Sword Destiny. Yay. The fifth Bourne film.
May.
Yay. Ratchet and Clank. Yay.
I forgot that was happening.
Alice in Wonderland through the Looking Glass. May. The guy who made the first two Muppets films and Sacha Baron Cohen are in it.
All right.
Yay. Moana with The Rock.
The Disney Princess movie.
Yeah. Yay. Zootopia. Yay. Miss Peregrine's. Samuel Jackson's in it too.
Really? Who'd you play? I love that book. That book is my life.
I'm looking at this right now.
That book is my whole life. I've read all of them.
Directed by Tim Burton.
Yeah, I know. Johnny Depp's probably going to be in it.
Eva Green, Ace of Butterfield, West of Space Flitter, man. Sam Jackson, Allison Janney, Judi Dench.
I'm surprised. Pretty solid Tim Burton cast. Movie without Johnny Depp.
13 Hours, the new Michael Bay film. It's a surprisingly a good... Michael Bay's directing Transformers 5. I don't care anymore. I just want to bring it up, though.
Transfivers. They had the perfect chance to not call... They could have called the last one Transformers and not Age of Extinction. That would have been funnier.
It would have been like
Fantastic Four?
Fan-four-stick. Or...
Fan-four-stick.
Or the next Splatoon sequel, Splatoon.
Or Two-Lander.
Or Banjo-Tooie.
Okay, Warcraft. May.
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 Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. May.
May. You're wrong, John.
The Nice Guys. Written by Shane Black.
Written
by Shane Black with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling.
Isn't that the movie where the guys are... Am I thinking of something? No, I'm not thinking of what I'm thinking of.
Okay. That's pretty much all we're going
to... Wait, you're not thinking of what you think you're thinking
okay,
of?
Okay, we're going to run through two... We're going to run through three more of them. Or five.
I'm not excited for Ride Along
We're going to six more of them. The Forest. Yay. Ride Along 2. Nay.
Nay.
The Big Friendly Giant.
Yay!
Central Intelligence.
Yeah, that looks like a Harry Potter film.
Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart. And the sidelines, all you need is a big Johnson and a little Hart.
Yay!
The Conjuring 2. Yay! Doctor Strange.
Yay! Very much yay.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's Billy Bob Thornton. It's Martin Freeman, Tina Fey, Margot Robbie, and Billy Bob Thornton. It's a comedy about Afghanistan.
Sure! Why not?
And the last film is Neighbors 2. Sure.
Can I add two more movies?
What?
Godzilla Resurgence and
Ultraman.
Wait.
Can
Ultraman.
Can I add one?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
Okay. Yeah.
John, what is your opinion on Ultraman?
Yay.
Okay.
Dude, someday you guys need to come over to my house and watch that. I have the entire series.
I watched the original ones too.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
You've seen them where he dies?
No. I watched.
He doesn't even really die. Okay. They get some kind of convenient plot hole.
Oh yeah, wasn't there a Transformers movie before where everyone dies?
Yeah, that was Transformers anime movie.
And then they all come back to life.
Yeah. Okay. We did the podcast now, but so once again, this has been The Gotham Gazette with me, Andrew.
And me, Simon.
And me, John.
So, have a great day. Or don't. We don't really care. Okay, see you guys.